Right now, George, I thought we would talk about something we don't get around to very often, Division III women's golf.
Okay.
So I saw the recent poll. Carnegie Mellon University got 8 first-place votes. Pomona Pitzer got 2, and I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But Emory University did not get a single first-place vote in the Division III women's golf poll. I find that outrageous.
And what the heck?
What's going on? Oh, no.
Yeah!
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
Gosh. What's going on, homos?
Hi, Chris.
What are my sapes doing, huh?
We're trying to do a radio show.
Y'all still grinding away for 9-6 figs?
Still grinding.
Instead of doing all the impressive sales with large clients?
Yeah, you're killing it.
That's all right. Hey, one day you guys will get promoted to sales.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Then you may get the Employee of the Month awards like I've been basically getting every month since 2019, man.
Have you? I don't think we give that anymore, do we?
Oh, man, I'm so tired.
Oh, boy.
Loaded statement. Why?
Oh, well, I was just crushing at the gym right before this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I won a bunch of awards at the gym this morning.
You did?
That was cool.
Awards?
Yeah, and then also last night, man, I was menaging with a couple of twins last night. Yeah, identical. No, not identical. I shouldn't say identical. But it was so hot, man. You ever had twins at the same time?
No.
Oh, it was great, man. It was so awesome, man. It was like one right after the other. I started off with Julie. Ended up with Dave. It was so hot. They were 29. Yeah. Hey, man. Listen, dude, you guys follow sports and stuff, right?
Yeah, we do. We try.
I almost won the Byron last weekend.
You did?
The Nelson?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You called the Nelson. You guys are also, yeah. Everyone was jelly of me at the Nelly, man.
Why were they jelly?
Yeah, well, you know, I pulled out on Sunday. Because I was so far ahead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was competing in it, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't see on the leaderboard.
Out there, kind of a local celebrity and so on. So, yeah, I was just getting bored, so I just pulled out, you know. I was like, man, I want to get home, you know, and just chill.
So
I walked out to the valet to get my rolls, and I gave some kid walking by my clubs.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, and you should have seen the look on his face, man. It was really priceless. And I only tell this whole story about me being in the Nelson and pulling out on Sunday because it's so far ahead and then going to get my rolls from the valet to tell you, you know, that let people know how important kids are to our future.
Oh, wow.
I think the whole thing was just worth it just to see the look on that kid's face.
What a great message.
There's more people in the world than just you. It was real heartwarming and everything. Hey, you guys going to Audie's thing tonight?
Audie's thing?
Yeah, a buddy of mine. He's got a hockey game. He wants me to go. Jake Ottinger.
Oh, Otter?
Yeah. I call him Audie. They call him Otter there. I call him Audie.
We call it the playoff game.
Yeah. So, you know, he's like, I'm like his swing coach.
Goalies don't have a swing. He's always
like begging me to help him. Hey, dude, Chris, you got to help me get better at hockey. And I'm like, dude, I got you in the second round. Okay. You know, I have a life that I have to attend to. So I'm going there. I'm going to Audie's game tonight with Tones and Depress.
Oh, God.
They play another sport in this town.
Yeah, we know
what's going on. But Depress, man, dude, that guy's like freaking out right now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's all worried about money. Because he's been borrowing from me and stuff. And I'm like, dude, I got you covered. You're my buddy, you know. And he's like, man, Chris, I just wish I had a long-time contract like you got, you know, with the ticket and everything.
You got one up here?
Yeah, you know, I signed a 40-year deal with the ticket.
You did?
Yeah, just an extension. It made all the trade papers. You guys probably saw it.
No,
dude, the ticket tried to slap the franchise tag on me. I'm like, I want it. We don't have that. Yeah, so we're going to Audie's game tonight, and then we're going to leave halfway through, and we're taking the PJ to Paycom.
You're going to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, PJ, both of them.
The private jet?
Yeah, that's right. And I got to go watch my other buddy, Eldon. Luka Donkey Dick, or whatever his name is. I can't remember. It's like in Chinese or something, but you know,
Chinese,
he's from somewhere else.
Yeah, he's just not that hard.
But, oh man. I tell you, I'm not getting a lot of sleep lately because my penthouse at the Dub's getting tight.
Oh, you have a penthouse at the Dub's?
Yeah, I'm running out of room, man. It's only like 10,000 square feet, you know, and I just don't have any more room for trophies and awards.
Oh, God.
My Wanamakers and my honorary Heisman.
You do not have a Wanamaker trophy.
Honorary?
Yeah, man.
You know, Chris, I don't believe any of this. Because I just, in the hallway about an hour ago, saw your buddy K-Rach from sales.
Oh, yeah. What's he up to, man? He bought me a gram the other week.
Oh, gosh.
Well, he told me that today is probably the day you're getting fired because you haven't sold anything in 2 years.
Nothing.
Oh, God. I'm on a probationary period.
He just, again, right dove into the ticker booth. Ryan, what's he look like?
I just got cleaned up from the last time he dove in here, and he's back in twisted like a pretzel.
He's still alive, though. I hear
my lower body is broken.
Lower body. Oh, hockey. That's a hockey term. Lower body injury.
I see Hockey Jesus.
Hockey Jesus.
And he's begging me to give him swing tips.
Uh-oh.
So fake.
Did that do it, Ryan?
Just kick him, Ryan.
He's starting to regenerate.
Faking. I'm back, you MFS!
What's so funny?
He's still there somehow. All right, there he goes. Chris from sales.